Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Dak Prescott, you know, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, what he does with a lot of his contracts, it takes a little bit less to make sure that his team around him is very good. Therefore, you win big and you can get the legacy as being the GOAT. What do you think about that, Dak? Nobody's wife makes as much money as Tom Brady's does either, was the exact response and quote from Dak Prescott talking to USA Today. When Tom Brady isn't the breadwinner in the house, then that's a great problem to have. So in that case, he can do that. He can do his contract however you want to do it. Of course. The reference is to supermodel Giselle, worth an estimated $400 million. And it sounds like Dak does not have the intention of taking any type of major quarterback discount to help out the Cowboys as he's heading into the final year of his contract.
Publicly, right? Yeah, that's how you can. That's how we can try to couch it publicly.
Well, I don't know why he would go opposite and say no publicly and then yes privately. That doesn't make much sense.
Well, I mean, you know, you say that to hope they give you more, then you wind up caving. Okay. I guess that's what I'm thinking. But look, he's right. I mean, he's right in the sense that Giselle makes a ton of cash. And it may or may not say for Tom that I don't have to take this massive amount. Also, Tom wants to win.
Yeah, I don't know if Tom's saying, well, she's right. Got it covered on her side of the house, so I could take less. I think it's more about other roster spots.
Other roster spots. Now,
I would guess.
It may be. It may be part of both. Who knows? I would venture to guess to say that Tom also wants to win a lot.
Yeah.
And he understands the cap game. There are some guys out there who don't care or don't understand. I'm like, oh, it's not my problem.
Right.
It's the owner's problem.
Aaron Rodgers.
Right. And that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, do what you want to do. But like if I'm Dak, the first contract, I would try to get the most money I possibly can. The second obviously the first free agent contract. So this would be his second contract overall. But his second free agent contract, that's when you've already made your $100 million. Then you want to take a little bit of a pay cut. You know, you try to strike when you absolutely can, make as much money as you possibly can early, and then worry about that other stuff.
So, look, Dak has 1 year left on the rookie deal, making six figures. Last season, he made $725,000, which ranked 55th among NFL passers. Now, obviously, Dak Prescott is worth more than that. Dak deserves to have the deal ripped up or redone for the future. What Dak does not deserve, in my opinion, is the money that he probably wants. You know, if it's going to be $20 million, if it's going to be $21 million, okay, we can have a real discussion. If it's going to be above that, then I got to say, look, man, well, this is what Jerry told us when he left us speechless after Choppy asked him about Dak's future when he joined us on the show.
Dak is the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. He's young, and he's going to get extended.
Okay. There you go. He's going to get extended. And you have... Well, we'll just move off of that. He's going to get extended.
I like that.
Boy, you're never caught off guard, are you?
Man.
You can't sneak up on one Sean Sharif.
Shut up. So, that was Jerry leaving us speechless when he was like, yeah, extension is coming. So, Dak's agent, he don't play, okay? He has a guy, if you go and do the homework, he will drop the hammer on you when it comes to negotiations. And Dak said, I expect the Cowboys to pay what's deserved and not be frugal. So, these are the comments from Dak. Where are we going with this? 32 and 16. And only Tom Brady has more wins over that span. Tom Brady last year made $15 million on the books in 2018. Of course, he has already gotten paid, and he already has all the guarantees and everything, and Dak is looking for that very first payday.
Yeah, it's the very first one. Like, that's why it's tough to compare to Brady, because Brady's already made his money. But you know, it wouldn't surprise any of us if the Patriots pay Tom a lifetime ownership stake. I mean, who knows? But those... they're so cheating up there. They're probably circumventing the cap. They're going to get penalized for the rest of their lives. You know, what is he saying is deserved? That's what I want to know. That's vague. What's deserved? What's frugal? Like, I could argue that $650,000 is not frugal. It ain't frugal to me.
Well, you can't argue that in the NFL.
But in the NFL, right, I know. But I'm just saying, like, you know, define frugal.
Yeah.
Is $10 million frugal? Is $20 million frugal? Is $25 million frugal?
There are a total of 11 quarterbacks making more than $20 million per year. And, like, Dak is probably looking at the, I don't know, $25 million range. What number?
He's got to be looking more than that. He's got to be.
Well, I wouldn't give any quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo got $28 million playing like five games.
Yeah.
Dak Prescott has won 32 in 3 years on a rookie deal. There is no way that Dak Prescott and his agent aren't going to the Cowboys and saying, it starts at $28 million. Well, it starts there.
You may be right on that, and then the Cowboys will hang up that phone.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will, and I'll tell you why.
No, they won't.
Because a smart organization, I shouldn't say that about this team because who knows, but the 32 wins, you've already been paid for the 32 wins. I'm paying you. This is where fans and forget. Contracts are not for what you've done. They're for what you're going to do.
But that's not how negotiations go.
Well, it is now in sports. Maybe like it or not, it is now.
Maybe the way baseball's trending, but no, it's not the way that football has gone. You've seen guys get money. Derek Carr got money having done nothing. Like, those guys got money for nothing because they were the next quarterback up. When you're the next quarterback up, it doesn't matter what other position you play. When you're the next quarterback up, we've seen it time and time again. Tony Romo got his money at the time, way back when, and we thought, oh, wow, that's really crazy, this money. And guess what happened? Several years later, we're like, that's not so bad.
Yeah, your statement, RJ, I think applies more for end of the career and, you know, we're going to pay you moving forward. I mean, they expect him to be the 32 and 16
guy. Oh, they expect him to be.
And
yes,
there's no reason
absolutely
to think, right. I mean, age-wise and ability-wise, like, there's no...
100% agree.
Yeah.
100% agree.
But no, at $28 million, the phone better be... They better hang up the phone.
Yeah, they better hang up the phone because I wouldn't pay anybody that. I'd rather
I don't
have,
think they will.
I'd rather have Jameis Winston at $10 million than Aaron Rodgers at 30. I'm not paying a quarterback $30 million. It's too much of my cap. And I would not do it.
Would you rather have Jameis Winston at $24 million or Aaron Rodgers at 30?
Aaron Rodgers at 30, of course.
Okay, well, because that's the difference. That's what the difference is. Right. It's not going to be $10
million. They're not
going to
pay him $28.
They're not.
They're not going to. And you know why they're not going to pay him $28 million? Because of the New York Giants game. And the New York Giants game is not nearly discussed enough to where we put our starting quarterback out on the field in a meaningless game because the offense, not good enough, not impressive enough. We still need work heading into the postseason. They know he can't carry them. Now, the Quincy Carter and Drew Henson and Ryan Leaf and fill in the blank with whatever quarterback haunted them post-Aikman, maybe that causes them to sign up for 25 to 20. I don't think they'll give him 25 right now. I don't think so.
I don't think they – I mean, I wouldn't. I don't – but that's me. I wouldn't give any real – I mean, I'd give a couple of them, but, like, I don't want to pay a quarterback that much money.
Well, no one wants
that,
to.
That I think is
I
not –
I think you guys are – man, I think you guys are – look, I'm with you in terms of not wanting to, but wanting – and what's going to happen are two totally different things. And the Cowboys, for all the talk of, look how young their core is, Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen, they're going to anchor that defense for years. They got the offensive line together, all the guys ready to go. And you're telling me that they're going to let their star quarterback walk on the hope that, you know what, we'll let you go and we'll find somebody else.
Who said anything? I didn't say anything about walking, so don't put words in my mouth.
You're gonna walk.
I said this offseason he's not getting $25 or $28 million. He still has a year left. So I didn't.
Right.
There's nothing about a contract expiring.
Bam.
So, hey.
Okay. I thought you guys were making the case that he
Choppy
won't get
is,
that
Choppy,
eventually.
Choppy
he's
is,
going to get that.
Choppy is see you later, goodbye. Here's what we need to figure out. All right, and this is Dak Prescott saying, you know, seeming to dismiss a Brady discount. Brady's wife makes so much money so Tom can take less. What money today If Dak said, I'll take this, what money today, if you're the Cowboys, would you sign up for? I ideally would still say, and this probably isn't going to happen, hey, I'd like you to play this one more year so we can pay the rest of these guys. We can win a championship. And then next year when the contract expires, we really light up your bank account. That's probably not going to happen. What number would you say, okay, done deal?
I would get creative with it and make it a fully guaranteed deal.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Cousins.
I'd do 4 for $80, 5 for $100, fully guaranteed.
Okay. 4 for $80.
Would Dak take a fully guaranteed? I think that plays a role.
I agree.
So would you, especially a guy who runs, or we would like to run the way he does, would you take a $20 million a year deal, fully guaranteed, for 4 or 5 years?
You're shaking your head no.
I just don't think he would take that. Now, look, the hope you have, I think, and this is why, you know, you guys are like saying stall, wait. I think you have a case to make a deal with Dak early by saying, look, we'll jump on and start paying you now, but we're going to cut the money down over the long haul, right? So if you wait till the end of this contract, you could push for $28 or $30 million a year over a 3-year deal, or we'll give you 4 years right now for $23 million a year. That average, that comes out to $92 million for 4 years. Or you can play out your rookie deal and look for that $30 million over a 3-year deal, but over the same amount of time, you're going to make $92 million.
So we have to look at the market, okay? And this is how we had a good feel on the tank numbers. Aaron Rodgers makes 33.5. I'm just going to give you average a year, okay? Aaron Rodgers, 33.5. He got 80 at signing, guaranteed. Matt Ryan makes 30. Kirk Cousins makes 28. Garoppolo makes 27. So if I agree with Roy. If I'm Dak's agent, I come in and I say, hey, Jerry, look at Jimmy Garoppolo and look at our guy. Okay? So it starts at 27.
And you don't just stop with Jimmy. You're like, look at Matt Stafford. Look at Derek Carr. Look at all these guys.
Stafford is 27. Derek Carr is 25. Drew Brees is 25. Andrew Luck is 24.5. And Alex Smith is 23. So to me, you're in that. I look at that zone. That's an Alex Smith zone to me.
Andrew Luck is your hope. Andrew Luck is the contract you point to. And you're like, $24.5 million. Are you as good as Andrew? Right. Are you playing like Andrew?
Right.
Okay, then let's, you know, that I think we can make the case around that.
The Matt Ryan deal is what really tells me, like, I would never, like, not never, but like when you pay a quarterback that much, you are going to be so thin, right? Like, he had as good of a year this year, within reason, as he did when he won the MVP. And they didn't come close to the postseason.
I know, they had injuries.
But they had injuries, but that's the thing.
Like, the Viking roster is awesome. They paid Kirk Cousins.
Like, right, but
it's easy to sit here and say in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, a couple of 5'9 schlubs, never pay. When you're the general manager and when you've gone through the nightmare of it, then, again, it's the gun to your head. You have to commit to it. The Bengals, Andy Dalton, the Ravens, Joe Flacco, you know, Alex Smith, like, otherwise you're fired. You're fired as a general manager, period.
Not this GM.
Yeah.
Yeah, not this one. But he also has an hourglass. He has a bigger hourglass in a win-now opportunity.
Slow down, fish.
Yeah, right. But I guess we should have asked the question, we should even go back farther, versus a number. Not one of us are going to sit here in the room and say, I'd like to see him for one more year before... Like, not one of us are going to hesitate on an extension period?
Oh, no. We're all definitely doing it with our knuckles gripped as tightly as possible.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to...
I'm just saying...
It's
like,
a part of it more is like, just the, trying like to predict him, how the Cowboys are going to do
part
it.
Of him not coming, the part of him not getting a second contract is not entering anybody's mind.
No, he's getting a second contract.
No, but I mean, if you
that
were...
we shouldn't.
If you were running things.
Again, I'm not giving I wouldn't give him a second contract at $30 million.
Yeah, at 25, 23.
At 23? Yeah, I'd give him a second contract. Yeah, absolutely. I would. And if he wants 30, I just go back to the draft. I'll take a second rounder.
I would try to do anything possible to make somehow Jerry sweet talk him to play this year under that deal. It's not going to happen.
Well, he's 100% playing this year under the deal.
Yeah, I mean, without the extension.
Without the extension. So, real quick, Russ, when they gave Russ the extension, okay, he played his first 3 years, and then prior to training camp for his fourth and final year of his rookie deal, they gave him his contract extension, which was 4 years, $87.5 million. So he played that year under his $700,000 figure, but then the subsequent years were under that contract.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.